This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website. It's gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and even future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles that help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. And at the Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles. Again, you can find that at facebook.com/gospel2africa. There are some things we just cannot do. We either lack the strength or the knowledge or the opportunity to do certain things. So it is hard for us to think of God as being all-powerful, all-knowing, and present everywhere at the same time. Yet God is all of that. God is truly awesome. In the pop media culture of today, people are using that word, awesome, to describe their favorite food or dessert or beverage or maybe an exciting vacation destination that they have traveled to and enjoyed very much. So the word awesome is greatly overused to describe mundane, ordinary thrills of life, that it seems inadequate to use awesome as the same word to describe the vastness, the magnitude, and the greatness of God Almighty, the Eternal Father and Creator of everything there is. It has been my observation of life that people evaluate themselves and consider themselves better, stronger, wiser, and greater than they should. And they devalue and diminish the awesomeness and power of God, if they consider God at all. Whether you are a believer with true faith in Jesus Christ or not, we all need to realize the enormous size, scope, power, and knowledge of God Almighty, and we need to properly realize and evaluate ourselves as a tiny, tiny speck or grain of sand when compared to God. I am not saying we have no self-worth, but from a comparison of our size and strength and knowledge, God is the biggest and greatest and purest and holiest being that has ever existed. I am stressing these attributes of God because He alone has the right to govern in the lives of people everywhere. He created everything but is separate from His creation. He is holy, which means morally apart, distinct, and set aside as completely pure from any taint of sin or contamination or wrong of any kind. So God has the right to set the conditions for our salvation. God sent Jesus, his only son, to be born of a virgin in ancient Israel about 2,000 years ago. Jesus grew up, displayed his power and divinity through miracles and wisdom that only God could have, and then, as a part of the plan of God from eternity past, Jesus Christ submitted to the will of God, his Father, and allowed the angry Roman authorities to execute him by nailing him to a wooden cross. The death of Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for all sins, past, present, and future, and covers everyone who repents of their sin and confesses their complete faith and trust in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I have made a list now of some awesome Bible verses and their references that relate to God being an awesome God. Here they are. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. You'll find that one at Psalm 47, verse 2. Or how about this one from Psalm 68:35? O God, you are awesome from your sanctuary. The God of Israel himself gives strength and power to the people blessed by God. Or this one from Exodus 15:11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? Or this one from Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who does not show partiality nor take a bribe. Or how about this one? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. That's Isaiah 40, verse 28. Here's another from Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Psalm 147, 5 says, Great is our Lord, and abundant in strength, his understanding is infinite. Then over in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 10:21, He is the one you praise, he is your God, who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Psalm 89:7, God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all who are around him. Then in Psalm 66:5, come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. Then this from Job, out of the north comes golden splendor. God is clothed with awesome majesty. That's Job 37:22. And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, Jesus went into Galilee, where he preached the good news of God. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. Now, my question to you, friend, is have you met this awesome God personally? Your eternal fate and where you will spend all eternity depends on what you do with Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins before Christ and accept Him as your Savior and Lord of your life, and you have a wonderful eternal life in heaven with Him. But if you fail to take action, if you ignore Christ and His salvation, if you keep living your life for your own self and your own desires, a horrible, eternal torment in hell is what you have to look forward to. Friend, I am not joking. This is deadly serious. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs at our website. And we have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. As I said, we so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. So until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, the awesome God, who does not show partiality nor take a bribe.